to have the PA system on out here. That'd sound good while you're harvesting, wouldn't it?
No kidding.
Did you notice our foragers have all kind of wandered now?
Yeah, exactly. There's 30 or 40 people out here foraging.
They've gone far and wide looking for their beans.
Yeah, mesquite beans. Cool. So real quickly, just taste the bean. Pick it off of the tree first. Pick it off of the tree only. Take them home, dry them. Make sure they snap when you bring them to us. Peggy mentioned we do not want to wash them. You don't want to wash them because that puts moisture on them and that creates a problem.
That's the aflatoxin increases when it gets wet.
Yes.
So high humidity or rain or washing them off would increase that aflatoxin. Then it would contaminate all the hammer mill and all of the other pods.
Yeah, like if somebody really bothers somebody, put it in a sifter and just shake them hard. Let all that, you know, if there's any dust, they could shake it out.
Absolutely.
But don't wet it out.
Don't wet it out. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So what else is there to eat in the desert? I know Mark from the Scottsdale Farmers Market, Mark Lewis.
Right.
He says there's thousands of things that we can eat in the desert.
There is. And there's a lot right in our own backyard that pop up, all kinds of weeds that you can eat. Purslane right now is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little succulent that has a little lemony taste to it, nice little crunch. You can eat it raw, you can saute it. I like to throw it into my favorite pickle juice, and it is just like eating a pickle. It stays nice and crunchy.
Mm.
So you pickle it, is what you're saying. Oh, that's really cool.
Interestingly, purslane is a little bit mucilaginogenic, so
it
it's
is.
A little bit slimy. So when you put it in the pickle juice, that's acidic, mm-hmm. and that kind of...
Crunches it up.
Mm-hmm. It takes care of the little bit of sliminess in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't believe I see tumbleweed on here. What could you possibly do with the tumbleweed?
You know, my very first wild food was tumbleweed pancakes with prickly pear syrup. Can you believe it?
No.
Wow.
That was almost 30 years ago. Yes, you can trim the tips off of the tumbleweed, dry it, grind it into flour, and use it like you would any, it doesn't have gluten, but you could use it in a recipe and use part.
Add for flavor, kind of?
Yes, and nutrition.
Palo Verde,
that's definitely the pods right now, when they're young, you can boil them up in salt water and eat them like edamame.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They're really good.
I need to come take a class, Peggy.
They're really good.
Yeah,
watch
them for your Facebook
and then
page.
Ironwood. I've eaten roasted ironwood seeds before.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like peanuts.
To live
so
for.
Good.
Yeah.
So when would you find those on the ironwood? Those are one of my favorite
They'll
trees.
Be coming around the 1st of July.
Mm-hmm. And what are you picking
it
off
It depends
the
on the year. Every year is just a little, you have to keep an eye on it.
It produces like a little pod or
a pod with a bean.
Okay.
Yeah, and this one you have to separate the pod from the beans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going for.
And you can boil that in salt water as well and open it and eat it.
Okay.
So, black nightshade. You mentioned that to me the other day, Peggy.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's just a little it's a plant that popped up in my yard and I researched it and found out, you know, it has this negative
because it's a nightshade, people
think,
oh my gosh, I can't
mm-hmm.
eat that.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of fruit is on it?
Well, it has like little, real tiny little fruit, and it starts off green, and then it ripens. You can only eat it when it's ripe.
Right.
So it's a real deep purple, kind of a blackish color. And I use them as a substitute for blueberries in yogurt.
Oh,
not that
so
they're sweet. They're not. Oh. But, you know, in my mind...
So one of the really, really important things about wild harvesting like this is unless you're 100% sure that what you're about ready to put in your mouth is edible, don't do it.
I observe.
My mind was kind of going there. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
I observe for a long time before I try things. And then when I do, I only try one to make sure because not everyone, you know, someone may have a reaction. You just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So... just be careful and have someone help you identify it, you know, confirm.
Well, there's this book, Eat Mesquite and More by Desert Harvesters. Wendy Hodgson did a book. This thing's a textbook size tome. It's got to be, 300 pages? And it's textbook size on edible food of the Sonoran Desert.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to have her on sometime as well,
That's a really
well
good
too.
Book. So, okay. You know, there's lots of research you can do out there. But before you put something in your mouth, make sure you know 100% what it is.
Okay.
Contact information.
Contact growphx.com. You can find out all about the millings and everything we're up to there.
All right. And we'll
The Desert Kitchen Facebook group.
We'll look forward to getting an update on the mesquite milling next week. And what our originally scheduled topic was for this week, water harvesting.